From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
We really hold the military leadership accountable for what's happening with the Rohingya area. What's most important to us is that the world can't just stand idly by and be witness to the atrocities that are being reported in the area.
Tillerson's comments came after a report was released by the human rights activist group Amnesty International, in which Myanmar security forces are accused of carrying out a systemic purge of the Rohingya people. Tillerson said someone is going to be held to account for the atrocities. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities on Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion on Saturday that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The protest in Mogadishu came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in the truck bombing, which the government blames on Islamist groups like Al-Shabaab. Ahead of the rally, young men wearing red headbands forced businesses to shut down. The demonstrators chanted slogans like, "Down with the enemy," "Down with Al-Shabaab." They later gathered at the city's soccer stadium, where the president and other leaders joined them. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed urged Somalis to take up arms for what he called a tough war with Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News.